Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager, your host here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Numbers chapter 19, verse 22 says, "And whatever the unclean person touches, it shall be unclean, and anyone who touches it shall be unclean until evening." We do not want to apply this idea of being contaminated by others. We don't want to think that no matter how germy a person is, we will not catch their illness. This is not true, and it's not taught in the Bible. God makes it clear that we can be contaminated, and those of us who become weakened and contaminated with sin will be in no position to help those who need our help. Pure is not 99.9%. Pure is 100%. Contamination usually starts small, yet because it is placed in the right environment for growth, it eventually flourishes. Effective people have learned to respect the power of contamination, limit their exposure to it, and ensure the environment around them would not be conducive for this contamination to grow. The church today has been majorly infected by the disease of sin in the world. Instead of avoiding it, we embrace it. Instead of living in environments that will not allow sin to grow, we intentionally create an environment that cultivates, feeds, and contaminates others. Oftentimes, we condemn those who try and set their environment so that it stays clean and pure. We call them legalists, or conservatives, or fundamentalists, or something like that. It doesn't matter, actually, what you want to call them. If you spend time in life making sure that the environment you live in is clean, then you will suffer less in life from the diseases that are available to everybody. Sin is like disease, and it spreads from one person to another, from one community to another, and there are often pandemics that take place. When there was a pandemic here in the United States and around the world, we all took precautions. Business places shut down. We did everything we could to try and isolate ourselves so that the pandemic would have the smallest effect as possible. Yet when it comes to the contamination that's available right in our own homes, we have very few guidelines that we use. It can come from the phone, it can come from your tablet, it can come from a computer. It can come from so many different sources. The truth is, we can get sick. We can get contaminated by those things that we allow to touch us and get into our lives, things that should never be in our lives. We need to be careful what we allow into our eyes, our ears, our thought process, because we need to stay healthy. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch, on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Goodbye.